This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. Here we are on the Wednesday, July 1st program. If you flipped your calendar over, 'tis no longer June. Thank you very much. Let's get on to July and the 4th of July week. Vacation this week and next week. Lots of people going here, there, and everywhere. But it's interesting because the furthest I have found anybody going is about 200 miles. Away from any of my friends and people I know.
But that totally tracks with what Airbnb has said. They said that the CEO of Airbnb said that the bookings are up like 300%.
Oh, yeah.
But that the
car rental business, the renting of RVs. Yeah.
RVs are big, too. But the maximum distance that most people are traveling to the Airbnb rentals is less than 250 miles.
That's what So where would you go?
We had grand plans to go away this summer, but... We are doing an Airbnb, actually, next weekend.
Where?
I need to talk about. Yeah. In Ojai. I mean, there is nothing. And if you want to stay somewhere in a house in Southern California, either this weekend or next weekend, good luck to you. It's hard to find something.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's the way it is. All right. So anyway, the situation we have here in front of us is the whole world has changed because of what happened in China. And whatever you want to call the virus, you're welcome to call it whatever you want to. No skin off my nose one way or another. But I know that we have learned a lot that most people are not hearing because they're listening to the conventional stories, conventional news, not the facts. So in a moment, Dana Chang will join us, who comes to us from time to time from the Epoch Times, which is an American-based, well, it's based in China, but it's an American company run by... would we call them Chinese expats? Would you think that's the best way?
Yes, that's how I've been describing it to people who have never heard of it. Yeah, that's what I normally say.
Right. Yeah.
I think Dana Chang lives in London, right?
I'm not sure where she lives, but I've met her a couple of times, and I think that she, to see the lines on her face, you know she's lived a life, and it's not pleasant. I say that because... It's very difficult. I don't know how this sounds. Maybe somebody's going to say I'm a racist. I have a very hard time with Asian people telling how old they are because I don't think they show their age. Anybody else ever notice that in reality?
I've never thought of it. Honestly, I've never thought about it. But
Well, maybe something to think about. At any rate, we'll get to Dana Chang and what she's got for us news-wise, numbers, what the whole thing. We'll get to it in a moment. First, a point of interest and information for those of you who want healthy weight loss, want to lose weight the safe way, the honest way, the way that will teach your body, frankly, how to keep the weight off. That's what you want to do. You want to lose the weight, but you don't want it to come back again. We all know we've all been on these yo-yo diets. Okay, lose the weight fast, great. And then if you don't stay with it, weight comes back again. We were just talking about how heavy some of the dogs are around. Dogs, people, everybody needs to be on a diet, or most people do anyway. So if you want to be motivated to lose the weight, I think the best motivation to lose weight is to know you are using a product that will not only help you lose the weight, but help you keep it off. So join the Calitrin weight loss movement. They have a lot of selfies. People post pictures of themselves before and after. I'm looking at some of those pictures now. They're kind of cool. So if you want to be on the top of the world, get on the weight loss formula that is used all around the world safely. I'm looking at Amanda, and I'm looking at Sally, and I'm looking at John, and I'm looking at some other verified folks, Kathy and Lewis and Wendy. All of these, Wendy says after 2 months it started to work. It isn't something that's going to work overnight. It just isn't. You need to get your body into the shape, and that's what the pills, the stuff that you take, four of these capsules a night before you go to bed. It introduces elements into your body that are natural and wholesome that'll have your body sort of tuned into wanting to lose weight. That's how it works. Transform your body, transform your life. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, and you'll save on shipping. Plus, you have that unlimited BOGO deal. Buy at least three, you get three free, any number over that. And you're on your way to losing weight the safe, transformative way. Toploss.com, guaranteed to work or your money back. 86% success rate. Wow. Toploss.com, best deal comes by using the discount code DJV.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
12 past the hour here on the Wednesday DJV program. Joining Jennifer, Victoria, and me with you is Dana Chang, who is a reporter with the Epoch Times. We were trying to remember where you live, Dana. Do you live in London or are you in America? I've forgotten where you live.
I live in New York.
In New York?
New York,
okay.
City.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. There are, all three of us have really specific questions for you this time around on your visit. I'm going to start with Jennifer, who wants to go into a particular... We all have different directions we want to go in. It's not all virus all the time here.
Of course, yes.
It seems, unfortunately, that is always the start of the focus of this conversation. And hi, Dana, thank you for being here. House Republicans this week introduced a resolution that condemned the Chinese Communist government for disrupting the coronavirus response. I know in previous conversations we've learned just how they did that. Do you think this action is appropriate from the House Republicans? And in what ways, at least in your mind, do you think that the government in China did disrupt their response that maybe we are unaware of? We've all heard the stories, but maybe that just the average American may not know about at this point.
Well, of course, at the beginning, they arrested the doctors and right. asked the lab to destroy samples when they tested. It's a dangerous virus. They asked the lab to destroy samples, and they refused the access of international organizations to investigate and help them to find a solution for that and to keep it at a local level. So all that is well known.
That's amazing because the woman who runs that Wuhan lab, she came out a month or so ago and said that they had only recently gotten samples. So that's a direct conflict then of what you're saying, and I believe you and your sources.
Well, the hospitals have sent samples of virus to different labs around the country and trying to find out what it is. So different labs in different cities have found out it's a SARS-like dangerous virus. Mm-hmm. And they actually went to Wuhan and met with the hospital people and informed them. That's the end of last year. So the government called those testing lab and say, hey, you need to destroy the sample and you cannot talk to anyone about it.
Wow. Well,
that's not surprising. And then the World Health Organization gets on the bandwagon because they're pretty much run by the Chinese government. Is it the
President Xi's wife, right?
Yeah,
on the board.
Right. So how does why should we believe anything the World Health Organization says, Dana?
Exactly. They actually helped Beijing to block information, and the virus caught the word of God. If it has carried out its duty, and by the way, American pay 10 times more money than China, and instead they listen to Beijing, because CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is very good at corrupting individuals. So instead of competing with America and other Western countries heads on, they corrupt individuals and leaders, and so hijack the organization.
Well, you see money and influence and power all the time coming into play here. I recently got into trouble by referring. We've been here on this program. I've called it the CCC, the CCP virus, the communist virus. Referring to it more now as the Rona or the Wuhan virus. But we explained to the audience when we say the Chinese virus that it means it is connected to the Communist Party. But there are some who think that that's a racist comment. What would you say if you heard somebody refer to it as a native from China, and you hear somebody refer to it as the China virus? What goes through your mind?
Well, I grew up in Wuhan. It hurts me when this spread in Wuhan and in China, pointing out this is a CCP virus. CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, bear the responsibility, actually is to defend the Chinese people. It's not the fault of Chinese people, it's the Communist Party.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And that's the clarification that we've made here. All right, on another front, China apparently is using forced birth control to curb the population of some of the Muslims. I don't know why anybody Muslim would want to live in China, frankly, under the circumstances. Are these native?
Chinese Muslims.
Yeah, well, that's the point. The government doesn't like religion at all. The forced abortions that are taking place.
Sterilizations, I know it came to light really about the Uyghur population, but is this a story that is also being kept under wraps in China?
Well, CCP has carried out like a one-child policy in China for a few decades, so it's no surprise they enforce that on Uyghurs.
Mm-hmm.
It's no surprise, and for them, killing babies, it's just
part of the way
it doesn't count. Yeah, for them, it's like a routine work, it's a routine work.
Yeah. Wow. So, is that part of the one of the other things not being reported here is the unrest, the civil unrest, because the China economy was dependent on all of this stuff from the rest of the world. And they built a middle class that wasn't there before. I understand that the situation is as rough there as it is here, except it's not being reported by anybody for whatever the reason. How out of control is the populace, or close to being out of control, protesting and the like? How much of a reality is that in China at the moment?
Well, actually, in the last 10 years, there have been a lot of protests in China every day. But because the CCP used force and kind of shut them down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
When Hong Kong had these big protests, they were so scared. They are scared that the people in mainland would learn from Hong Kong and get the idea and learn from Hong Kong. So now they move to control Hong Kong. They move the national security law enforced on Hong Kong. Actually, just 1 hour before July 1st, which is the birthday of CCP. So,
wow.
And Hong Kong people continue to get on the street, and now by now, 180 people have been arrested. So by the new law, anyone who have a political appeal and take any like a protest like that could be in jail for the rest of their lives.
Great. That's good to know. Well, interesting, important to know. Dana Chang from the Epoch Times here on the DJV Show 21.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Traveling Alone is a Jason Isbell song that you're listening to right now. Music portion of this hour of the DJV program, 23 and change after Victoria. You and me have Mr. Isbell here helping to launch a new digital concert series with the tech platform Topeka. You'll have to tell me about that, Victoria. What is this Topeka about?
It's just a new video streaming service.
So you feel like you're in the front row.
Yeah.
Apparently,
mm-hmm.
This. Yep.
The way the cameras are set up and everything, it gives you a really kind of the point of
close
it
in.
Give you an intimate feel.
Yeah. Okay. Isbell is going to perform a live stream show that'll be first available to past attendees of the Kayamo Cruise, which has often featured Isbell as a headliner. Ticket to the live stream performance, $100. It's a concert a week from today, featuring a new technology concept which allows the fans, as you suggested, to connect face-to-face with the artists. So it's like you can talk to them?
Yeah, you can have like an it's like a live audience, so they can feel you there and see you there, and you can have that same exchange.
Wow.
It's kind of like the new way that concerts might happen for a while.
Yeah. The live stream set, 75 minutes long, followed by Isbell answering pre-submitted audience members' questions. A recording of the show will then be made available for several thousand fans at a lower price later in July. That's $25. Topeka and Sixth Man, the concert cruise company behind Kayamo and other curated music voyages like the Outlaw Country Cruise, are presenting the show. Although no future performances have been announced, the company says they expect more Kayamo alumni to do similar events. So there you go if you're interested in that sort of thing. Isn't the Outlaw thing a Willie Nelson cruise? Isn't that
Outlaw Country, I believe, was from, it started with SiriusXM's Outlaw Country channel. I don't know that Willie's ever been on the cruise, but he's definitely played on the channel heavily.
Right, yeah, right. All right, up next, 25 after the hour here, the Stones releasing a film, a concert done in Havana to drive-ins. This ought to be a trip. It's called The Stones' Havana Moon, filmed in Havana in 2016, screening across our country and Canada beginning next week, following specific state reopening guidelines. The band's partnership is with CineLife Entertainment. Movie documents the Stones' March concert from 2016 at the Ciudad Deportiva in Havana. It's a big sports complex there. At the time, it was hailed as the largest open-air rock concert ever to be held in Cuba, as the genre was banned after the Cuban Revolution. Fidel didn't want to have any of these rockers come in and wiggle their hips around in Cuba. The show was held 5 days after sitting President Barack Obama made his first visit to Cuba. So the Stones' Havana Moon previously had a one-night international theater premiere, debuted in the U.S. on demand. It was on Stars. We're so thrilled to have Havana Moon, and the fact that it's found its way back into the big screen, particularly during this strange time, says CineLife. So the Stones concert, first of its kind in Havana, and they say they hope to have this unprecedented absence of live music perhaps over, through some films, some concerts like that. That'd be good. I think that'd be a good thing.
I think it's a fun idea. A concert film for a drive-in? It's great.
Great idea. All right. Here's the news from Modern English. They're going to perform I Melt With You. I love this song. Crank this up. We'll hear it for a second.
Bill, do you have their quarantine version that I sent? Oh, okay. I didn't think it had this much rock behind it.
Yeah, this is one of those quintessential pop songs as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, absolutely.
This, the performance in this video finds the band playing their hit from their homes. This song's been a hit. It's been around since the early 80s. Adding a bit something special to the performance, members of Modern English incorporated some short clips of them puttering around their homes during the outro of the song. Steve Walker, who plays the keyboard, showed off his massive vinyl collection. Gary McDowell plays the guitar, fed some ducks in his backyard. And Robbie Graves, the front man, attempted to fix his stove. He didn't look like he knew what he was doing, though, if you look at the video. We're all in our homes in the UK, apart from guitarist Daniel, who was in L.A. We decided to film I Melt With You to put a smile on people's faces. We're aware of how much the song is loved. Just thought a lockdown version would make people happy in these crazy times. Modern English, by the way, was supposed to spend the summer touring around North America in celebration of their 40th anniversary, but that, of course, was canceled. So, there it is, the story of what they're doing and the new version of this. I look forward to this. This is, again, for me, this is a perfect example of more modern pop. I Melt With You, Modern English, here on the DJB Show, 28 after, 29 after.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's adversaries should know, and they should have no doubt, that any targeting of U.S. forces by Russians, by anyone else, will face a very swift and deadly response.
That's Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, after a Capitol briefing yesterday, referring to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. President Trump has called the reports a hoax, and the White House says that President Trump has never been briefed on any such intelligence. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the safety of American forces abroad is an issue of paramount importance.
This president's entire focus on rebuilding this military. His goal is to make sure every man and woman is safe.
The president says he'll veto a defense spending bill if it includes changing the names of military bases named after Confederate generals. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
A new GPS satellite has rocketed into orbit, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
SpaceX has launched the U.S. Space Force's third next-generation navigation satellite for the Global Positioning System from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The Falcon 9 rocket, which is owned by Elon Musk, blasted into partly cloudy skies. The launch had been delayed for 15 minutes due to strong high-altitude winds that could have knocked the rocket off course.
Pay goes up today for minimum wage workers in three states and 21 cities and counties in America. Minimum wages are going up in Illinois, Nevada, and Oregon, and 21 localities, including 13 in California alone. The pay hikes are expected to be a big help to Americans working in restaurants, retail, and other low-paying jobs who have been hit hard by the state shutdowns of non-essential businesses because of the coronavirus pandemic. Target is dropping YouTuber Shane Dawson's books because of backlash over his past videos that included racist jokes and other problematic content. The retail giant announcing yesterday that it's pulling the I Hate My Selfie and It Gets Worse, a collection of essays by the author. Again, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Making changes to our everyday life, that's kind of what life is all about. And this program is about life, liberty, the pursuit of information, knowledge, facts, figures, fun. It's all here. DJV Show. Victoria Keith and Doug Steffen on the air with you. And here's something that I was especially... I sent this already to my daughter, Victoria. The story of our grandparents. Listen up. Mm-hmm. If you are a grandparent... or if you are a grandparent-to-be, this may be the best news of the day, the week, the month. So how do we benefit by...
good news, right?
Yes, we could use some good news, and this is good news.
Yes. Well, so apparently grandparents who babysit a grandchild live longer than grandparents who either are primary caregivers, which adds a lot of stress. So that's not great if you are taking care, if you're taking over the role as parent, that's very stressful. But if you're the occasional babysitter, like is typical with most grandparents, you can actually increase your longevity. And this new research found that caregiving grandparents had a 37% lower risk of death and than non-caregiving grandparents. And essentially what that means is over a 20-year period, the risk of dying was one-third lowered for grandparents who babysit the grandkids. So... you know, hey, look, if you're a parent and you want, you know, you want some free time, dump the kids off with the grandparents because, you know, it's helping you and it's helping the grandparents live longer.
I had a.
But doesn't that kind of make sense, though, mentally and emotionally?
It's all pleasure. There's very little in life I enjoy more than spending time with Miles.
Right.
And he's so responsive.
Because you return him to his parents if he acts up.
Megan goes nuts. I'll take Miles for 3 or 4 hours, and he comes back. He's like off the walls, and I say, bye.
Yep, exactly.
That's what grandparents are supposed to do. Stir them up, give them ice cream, whatever. I was the first person to give. He could just barely talk. And we were taking a walk around one of the lakes when they used to live out in on the east side of L.A. So as we were walking around, there was this little store that had ice cream treats in it. And he was talking, but he wasn't certainly expressive as he is now, because I think he was less than 2 years old. I don't remember how old he was, but I know that I looked at him, and he was looking around. He's very observant, and he wanted to know what that was. What is that, Gramps? I do remember him saying that. And so I said, well, it's called ice cream. And so I went over and I bought some, and I fed it to him, and he got it all over his face and spill some on his shirt. And then I got nervous because I didn't want to, when I brought him back, I cleaned up his face, but I couldn't get it off of his, I couldn't get it all off his shirt. So, of course, when we walk in the door, Megan looks at his shirt and says, what's that? And I said, Miles said, ice cream!
That's funny.
So that started my life of crime with Miles. And but that kind of stuff, I just think, and I'm eager for my son. I think there's nothing worse, frankly, than parents continuing to badger their children. When are you going to get me a grandchild?
Get lost.
Let them do it in their own time. But the hints have been somewhat subtle. On Father's Day, I sent a note to my team, my partners, on our grow on the farm. There's five of us, and we all have children except Brendan. And so it was Happy Father's Day to all fathers and would-be fathers. And, of course, that didn't go unnoticed. And it is something, I guess, that's in the planning stage, if you will. And I look forward to that, too. And actually, Miles does that. Miles calls Brendan Uncle Brendan and Sophie, his wife, Uncle Sophie. And he asks them from time to time when, you know, we'll go on Sunday morning, we go to the farmer's market, and he plays with his friends, and we have, you know, bad stuff to eat and things. That's the only time. His mother's very cautious about what she feeds him. And, I don't want to give him bad stuff, but, you know, a little treat here and there. And he asked, remember February or March, we were talking about it, and he looked at Brendan and wanted to know when Uncle Sophie was going to have a baby. So, anyway, grandparenting. Two thumbs up for grandparenting, as long as you don't pass on to your grandchildren the same crap you passed on to your kids. That's the thing.
Do you I don't know the answer to this, but do you think that grandparents sometimes are better grandparents than they were parents?
Oh, I know I am.
Really? You're such
absolutely.
A great dad.
Well, I am a great dad to my children as an adult. I was not a great father in the sense that, I mean, the kids were always the most important thing to me, but because my life was so scattered and because they lived when we got divorced, I tried to buy a house down the street, but Tony was having none of it at that time. She regretted it later, she just wanted to get away from me. And as I remember in court that day when the hammer came down, she was to live a life that she was accustomed to, which meant that I had to buy her. We didn't do alimony. I bought her a house with another mortgage, a third mortgage on the house that I had, and provided for the kids. And that was it. And then every weekend I'd go, sometimes she'd bring them to me, most of the time I'd go get them, and we'd go do stuff, or they'd come back here. But because I was always working, I was always going, always doing things, they spent a lot of time with my father. And it was very interesting to see my father, who is the perfect example of what we're talking about. So much different with Brendan and Megan. Not so much with, well, Megan was too independent for my father was not one who wanted And that's what one of the problems I had with him, or he had with me, was that I was a naysayer. I was a contrarian. I didn't do what I was told. And he got very frustrated with me because he was very authoritarian, very Germanic, very Western European. And he didn't have any parents, so he thought authority was the way to exercise love. And, you know, it didn't, with somebody like me, it didn't work at all. So, but with Brendan, it was different because they had the same interests. I just rebelled, and wasn't around. And Brendan had an interest in sports from an early age. My father did as well. So that was their bond. They would spend Sunday afternoons watching games, Saturday night watching whatever. And they talk about it all the time. When my father was older and Brendan had moved on, they would talk on the phone once or twice a week about how the Celtics were doing, how the Red Sox were doing, you know, that kind of stuff. So that gave Brendan a real opportunity, and to this day, he has great fond connections and memories of my father. To the point where, you know, it's interesting, when my father remarried, my mother died in 1971, and he remarried the next year to the woman who had been a part of his life for quite a long time. Her husband had died earlier on, and so they formalized it. And when there were other people in her family, but she managed to cut aside time for my children, and she was very good. When the kids were younger, she was very good. Unfortunately, she was very judgmental and wasn't particularly fond of minorities, if you know what I mean. And so that played on the relationship as they got to be adults, both Megan and Brendan's with her. Mm. My father wasn't great either. Well, he wasn't, I shouldn't say that because that's not fair. He was, when it came to race, he wasn't as open-minded as, let's say, I am or my children are or we are. We came from a different place. But he was very, because he worked in the clothing industry and he was the only Gentile, used to be kidded by the people he worked with as the only goy in the operation, but he was. Everybody else was Jewish. And so he had relationship. Most of his friends were Jewish, and most of his, you know, whether it was social or whether it was business, they were, you know, it was very closely connected to the realities of the Jewish religion, the food, all that sort of thing. And so I became more aware of that than probably I might have otherwise. And as it happened, it influenced me to a certain extent in an unconscious or subconscious way. Most of the women other than Tony, when I was, after I got divorced, the women that I was close to, pretty much all of them were Jewish. I don't know.
And both your kids married Jewish people.
Yep, both my kids are married to Jewish people. Yep, exactly.
So, yeah. Well, so, maybe in past life that was your tribe.
Well, it could have been.
You never know, right?
We refer to them today as MOTs, members of the tribe, and most of them that I know, you know, they don't. Some people might take offense to that, but it is.
All my Jewish friends say the tribe.
Yes,
yeah. That's what it goes back to, the original seven tribes.
Yeah,
that's where
they were, the
biblical
tribes.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And I, as I sit here thinking about that, I'm thinking about the passing of Carl Reiner, and how most of the people, you know, there is this, some people are get annoyed about it, I don't know why, but most of the business of running Hollywood is done by Jewish people. Most of the studios, most of the big companies, most of the behind-the-scenes producers, most of the talent is not necessarily Jewish, you may or may not be, but the people who actually run the business are very Jewish. L.A. is a very Jewish town. And it's very interesting to see now, and I'm thinking about this in light of Carl Reiner and the times I was around him, and how his religion was very important to him, but he didn't wear it on his sleeve. Mel Brooks, who we all know is one of the closest people to him, he and Dick Van Dyke, and, you know, there was actually a card game. I don't know if you know this. There was a Friday night poker game that got played at Johnny Carson's house. After he did the Friday Tonight Show, he would go home, and Reiner and Brooks and Van Dyke and Carson were the foursome. They played cards every Friday night, and it was for years and years and years they did. And so it was very interesting how, because Carson was much younger, well, not much younger, he died. When did Carson die? He died when he was 79. He'd have been pretty close to their age, actually, now, if he was still alive. But they had a camaraderie And they never talked about the business. They didn't, they wouldn't, that was one of the rules of the game. You can't talk about your wives and you can't talk about business.
All right.
I remember Ed told me that story and how it was part of their, what they did. But the point is that Carson was the only, well, no, Van Dyke wasn't Jewish either. So it was Brooks and Reiner versus the Gentiles. And I don't know how the card games came out. But there's anyway, the point is that that whole business of being part of L.A. life is very much wrapped up around the woman that I first dated when I was in California in the 90s, had converted to Judaism. She married somebody who was Jewish, and she converted. She was a very awkward Jew, and she didn't really understand it. But she brought me to a bunch of synagogues over the 3 years that we were together. And it was really, it was fun, actually, to learn. And as an adult, you know, most of the people in my life, my business life, my lawyer was Jewish. He and I have been great friends for 43, 44 years. My accountant, about the same amount of time. He's the most Jewish guy I ever met in my life. He, everything, Friday night at 4 o'clock, man, the office is closed, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And you won't see or hear from me until Sunday morning. And Sunday morning, gets in his car and goes to work. He works every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday till 4 o'clock. And then it's complete Judaism. It's complete religion. It's the complete faith for him. And he's never wavered from that. And he doesn't apologize for it, which, why would you? Why do you have to?
Yeah.
And my lawyer is very religious as well. He and I talk a lot about spiritual stuff. We need to, I say this, maybe talking about the kids and what they're exposed to. One of the great things about Miles going to school there, because it's a UCLA school, the camp is very diverse, faculty very diverse, and therefore the children are very diverse. And he doesn't know, you know, he doesn't, that's what his life is about, being exposed to
that's
people
who
are different.
That's the real world. That's America.
It is the real
good.
World.
Yeah.
Especially if you stay in Los Angeles. Yeah. It really is the real world. So I'm having, and we talk about things like Jim. Miles is very smart, but he loves to share things with me. He'd done something yesterday to go back to the experience of being a grandparent, and he grabbed the phone from his mother and said, "Gramps, look at this." And he knows how to push the button on the screen to flip it. He taught me how to do that last week.
Oh, yeah. Babies know that stuff now, Doug.
Yeah.
literally, babies can do that.
I didn't know it. I didn't know you could do it. He said, Gramps, hit the screen.
You mean to flip your iPhone to selfie mode or...
Right, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the flip thing on the bottom of it. He said, Gramps, hit the flip. And I said, what do you mean? He said, go to the bottom of the screen. There's a flip there. Hit the flip.
I'm so happy that he's your new tech support now. Because Kara used to do it, and then I kind of have inherited it, so now it's Miles.
We're very careful. Megan's very careful about what he has, what he's exposed to, and what he sees, and what he knows. Because, well, among other things, she knows that I don't think he should spend too much time with it. But, yeah, I mean, he's getting to understand what, I mean, we talk on FaceTime all the time, so it's a part of his life.
Yeah.
And he's been talking to Brendan and a couple of his other friends on FaceTime because that's the only way they can communicate.
Yeah.
So, anyway, speaking of that, we've spent a lot of time at home and a lot of us have been sleeping, but have you been sleeping well? I know Victoria has some MyPillows. She loves them because we've been able to wash them, dry them, keep ourselves clean. That's very important. You want clean, clear through, and deodorized too? Get MyPillows that you can wash and dry. Every week I do mine. Do yours as well. And take advantage of the BOGO offer right now. Buy one, get one free. All the purchases at the Radio Listener Specials page, you can get a half price. That's MyPillow.com. Use that promo code DJV.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, here we are at 53 past the hour on the DJV program. Trucker is out today, so movie moments will be at the discretion of Victoria Keelan and me. And I suppose the number one thing in balancing between the now, we started talking yesterday about Netflix being sued by the Sherlock Holmes estate. I found this pretty interesting, Victoria. Enola Holmes, which is a film revolving around Sherlock Holmes' younger sister, there's a lawsuit from the Conan Doyle estate because they portrayed Sherlock as a warm and empathetic character.
Yeah, they didn't like that.
No, I'm surprised. Well, I suppose stranger things have happened. Anyway, Millie Bobby Brown is Enola. Is Henry Cavill supposed to be attached to it, and so is Helena Bonham Carter.
Henry Cavill, I believe, plays Sherlock.
Oh, does he?
And so they didn't, I think so. And so, yeah, they just didn't like the way that he's portrayed. So, yeah. I don't know.
So what happens in that circumstance? That's got to be a tough thing to prove in court, I would think, anyway.
I think it goes back to anything prior to the Conan, the earlier stories, I guess, are public domain. And yeah. So they're saying that in the earlier stories, Sherlock was more empathetic. So if they've used that version of him now, then it's an issue, I think, of
court.
The rights. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. But
yeah.
I'm sure Netflix will probably just write a check and just make it go away.
Now the job of talking about Carl Reiner befalls us because he, as most of you know by this time, passed away, age of 98. Think about all the great Carl Reiner skits, his participation as an actor, as a writer, as a director, as a producer, television, movies. His career was up until the last year or so, he'd been guest performing on lots of shows. People just loved talking to him about his stories. And the stories were the things that he was best at. He and Mel Brooks get together.
Such a good storyteller.
Oh, my God. and then they'd have, he'd be the straight man for Mel Brooks. Here's an example.
Sir, with your system of taxes, if a man makes $100,000 a year, what would he ordinarily pay to the government in taxes?
Well, if he's a salaried employee and he earns $100,000 a year, he would pay $90,000 of those $100,000 to his government.
And with the Hanker method, how much would he pay?
$1.40. Oh, well, you have to do a lot of computing and figuring.
Is that allowed?
Well, we're in court about it now.
You think you'll win?
Oh, we have a great chance of losing.
I've never heard that. That's really funny.
Straight man. Yeah, well, there's so much material around now. But he was always on, but in a nice way. It wasn't, you know, he was always, as he was relaxed in himself and who he was. And, you know, when you think about the people he grew up around and with, he said once when I interviewed him on this program, I think, he didn't remember what life before Mel Brooks was like. Which I thought
well,
was
they started
kind of
pretty early together, right?
Oh, yeah. They were teenagers. They've known each other all of their lives. I think, I don't know, don't hold me to this, I think they both grew up in someplace in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then quickly, as activity would have it, they quickly migrated to Los Angeles and certainly made the, I mean, who, think about it, who among the Hollywood royalty that's still around has more impact or have had more impact than those two guys? Think about it.
You'd be hard pressed to find someone who had more impact. One of my favorite things that I've seen, I don't know if you saw this, if Mel Brooks just turned 94, then 4 years ago, probably right when I started on the show, Mel Brooks did a stand-up evening at the Beacon Theater that was filmed. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Did you see that? Carl Reiner was in the front row. And after Mel did his whole shtick, it was kind of a storytelling. He sang some songs, and then Carl was in the front row and heckled him almost the whole time. It is so much fun to watch the two of them go back and forth. Carl Reiner would have been 94 at the time, sitting in the front row, as sharp as a tack. It's so worth watching. I think it was called An Evening with Mel Brooks.
Yes.
And it's on streaming everywhere. It was wonderful.
Yeah, and they had that relationship. That was not trivial.
Hilarious. They genuinely cracked each other up.
They did.
You could see it. It was great.
And their wives were both accomplished actresses, or they were behind the scenes. They were actresses when they wanted to be. Like Carl Reiner's wife would be show up on a scene when she wanted to. And I think maybe.
Oh, and I was a huge Anne Bancroft fan.
Yeah. Right.
Mel Brooks's wife. Wow.
And that was
actress.
A big. They looked like Mutt and Jeff together. She was about a foot taller than him. And this was, they were, but you could tell by looking at them that they were very much in love.
I met them once. I was in a vitamin shop, you know, that chain of supplements?
Yeah.
They were in there once, and they were probably a foot and a half shorter. He was a foot and a half shorter, and they were just hilarious together.
Yeah. It was fun. Fun. God love him. Carl Reiner here is our focus.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.